What is Lattice? LTX. If you've heard of Lattice, you've likely heard of DAG. Well, Lattice is DAG's flagship product, which can show off everything that Constellation DAG's Hypergraph network can do. Lattice is built harnessing the power of DAG's Hypergraph. And what it can do is so profound that it will knock off all other competitors who really can't compete. At its core, it's an exchange that is decentralized. Contrast this with a centralized exchange, such as Coinbase, which is centralized because a company owns it and they decide which coins come on, which coins go off. They manage the exchange as a private entity. It's owned. Decentralized finance is the Wild West of finance right now. A lot of money is moving in, hundreds of billions of dollars in this market in the span of a few years. It's growing exponentially. And it allows for people to trade, for now, crypto assets, digital assets, one with another, without an intermediary, without a bank in the middle lending the money. And so people at a mass scale are, in a sense, providing liquidity for each other's trades. And in return, the systems that are built with computer code reward them for whatever reason to use that system, perhaps with incentives such as trading, a percentage of trading fees, whatnot. Okay. Well, the market leader right now is Uniswap. Uniswap is built on Ethereum. Ethereum has been at the forefront of decentralized finance and a lot of different projects that were coded or born on Ethereum over the last couple of years have done very well with the decentralized finance world, DeFi. It's majorly limited in that every transaction has an exorbitant, what they call a gas fee, associated with it. To put it in perspective, it's like if I come to you and I want to give you $100 worth of any Ethereum token, I would have to pay, depending on the day or how busy the network is or how congested it is, maybe $50, $60. So if I'm going to send you $100 and that's going to cost me $60, that's not worth anything. That's not only not scalable, that's broken. No one in their right mind would do it. Now, people do use it. Obviously, they have large sums of money that they're trading where that doesn't play in. So every time data is exchanged, someone's paying an exorbitant fee, depending on how congested the network is, which is lunacy. Like, why would you even use it? Here, Lattice, built using DAG technology, is able to do something that no one else, including Uniswap, can do. And it's called a cross-chain swap. This is at the very core, the feature that's going to create Lattice into the behemoth that it's becoming. If you own a Bitcoin and you want to exchange it for Ethereum, well, guess what? You can't do that so easily because there are different blockchains. There are different systems. Now, to us, it's all just digital, make-believe, virtual, digital cash, right? It's not anything that necessarily is tangible, but it really is a real-world asset. And these really do operate to specific criteria coded into their own blockchains. One blockchain doesn't really talk that well with another blockchain. And that's a general blanket statement for the space of blockchain. Lattice, which is powered by DAG, is utilizing the Hypergraph, which allows it to take one crypto, exchange it for any other crypto with no extra fee, nothing. Not only that, but it can swap one Ethereum token for another Ethereum token with no gas fees, which nobody can do. To put this in perspective, if the only grocery store in town was the one where you come down and you come to the cashier with what you'd like to purchase, and they're like, oh, you want $100 worth of all this? No problem. $60 surcharge fee just to be able to do this. And then the next day, a new grocery store opens up where they look at your and they say, oh, you know, pennies, just pennies, 0.3%. That's the transaction fee comparatively to the insanity that how much people are paying on the Ethereum blockchain. So where do you think people are going to go? Well, people always gravitate towards free and cheap. Lattice is built into its framework that it strives to be the best and most profitable place for traders to do their business. Now, if I'm trading crypto assets and I'm doing this for a living, and a new technology that has never before been invented or available to the public is now available for me to swap one type of crypto for another near feelessly with no gas fees, the entire market will just will move into this product. Now, Lattice is an evolution of existing DeFi. It can do things that no one else can do. And that is what we call proprietary. When something's proprietary, you gotta pay attention. And this space is so people were scared of the space, call it volatile. Most of us in it think it's very exciting and feel the energy of, you can make a lot of money really quickly. And that's very exciting. Well, to put it in perspective, when Pancake Swap, which is one of these other swapping features that works on Binance, it's these subpar technology. In other words, they can't compete with what Lattice has. When Pancake Swap launched, in a 5.5 month period, it went up 116 times the coin value itself. Now, LTX is very smart because it recognizes that the whole exchange wouldn't be there, even with all this, without liquidity providers. Liquidity providers are the people who provide their Bitcoin and their Ethereum for the exchange to be able to use. And in return, they get a percentage. They get a percentage of the transaction fees that are happening on the network. In fact, most of it is going to liquidity providers. So if you're coming and you're putting your tokens with us so that others can trade, we'll pay you rewards. And some of it is going to be going to those who hold LTX. I think 1/6 of the 0.3% transaction fee is going to go to stakers or those who just hold LTX. And the rest of it is going to go to liquidity providers. And what it does, it creates a closed feedback loop of people. Now there's more coins available because there's high fees. So people want to provide liquidity to the exchange. And it's 0.3% transaction fee to transact. So many different people will come using it, which generates more fees, which generates more liquidity providers, because now they're interested in even more fees, which in turn generates, it's just this closed feedback loop of more people coming on the exchange. So the takeaway is this: the DAG ecosystem is going to be enormous, limitless. LTX is bringing in liquidity or money from outside the DAG ecosystem, from people who want to just trade Cardano for Polkadot and Bitcoin for Ethereum and something else for DAG. Yes, DAG is incredibly unique, built upon generative economics, in which any state channel that comes on and now transacts and now uses their data makes the entire network more valuable, and DAG increases in value. And the network is faster and cheaper. And so it goes up and up and up and up. And so the DAG ecosystem within itself is just this upward spiral of momentum that is going to absorb every other crypto project into it, because everyone's going to want to play with the technology. LTX, there's only 100 million of them. This is a coin that will probably be a few hundred dollars really soon. And I'm speaking in September of 2021. As soon as they release the cross-chain swaps, within months, we can see this go up a few hundred times. If we took the market cap of LTX and placed it at what Uniswap is, remember, Uniswap is more expensive. And these other swapping services, they're legit. They're as far as technology has taken humanity within the crypto world so far. Thank you very much, but we've got it from here. Lattice takes it and can actually exchange any type of financial product. Now, this is the early days. These are the good old days right now, when LTX is only trading at around $2. There will come a time when, if everything is data, then any financial product is data. So why couldn't I technically swap out a stock for a crypto asset that I own, right? A stock is a digital asset as well. You may think you own it because there's some piece of paper someplace. Great. But what, how many people have papers for that? Like, in other words, everything's moving towards digitization. So at some point, any financial product can be exchanged for any financial product because it's cross-chain. Not only is it cross-chain, it's cross-system, it's cross-anything. It's powered by DAG. So any digital asset, and as we move into Web 3.0, which is the understanding that people are going to be owning their own data, everyone's finances will be digitized and tokenized. And so we're going to start exchanging them with one another. Who's going to be the market leader to do that? Well, nobody else is primed right now other than Lattice. It doesn't have any competition. And that should pique your interest. when you come into the DAG ecosystem and you're creating a tokenized economy built on the Hypergraph, which is called a state channel. It's simply a business that can mint their own token. They can have their own data throughput going through the Hypergraph. Well, whatever, if they're gonna harness it, and so a company that works with medical records or one that works with music, any industry that someone's launching off the Hypergraph into is likely to disrupt that industry. That's how disruptive DAG technology is. Anything. So the gaming community, the health records, like, why don't you own your own medical records? Why do you have to go to some office to sign something? Why does someone else own that? All these things are going to be completely disrupted, where there's third party access to controlling something that you have, like your money or your records or your data. So all these new ideas that are still in the incubator in the DAG ecosystem, or people have ideas right now and they don't have the team in place, but in the coming months and years will launch. Well, guess what? They will launch on Lattice. Lattice is the financial arm of DAG. And so it will create, they're called the launch pad. And if you hold LTX tokens, you will be allotted an allocation of how much you can actually purchase of these companies before they're like open for the public completely. And so you can, being an LTX token holder, you get it early at a cheaper price before it starts going to the wider market. Whew. You're buying into a financial ecosystem that is going to power the entire crypto space. It actually makes Uniswap look like a hustle. It makes PancakeSwap and all these other swapping, their whole business model will disintegrate within a matter of months. Because why would you pay to exchange crypto assets if you don't have to? So that's the real sales pitch for what Lattice can do. It's the financial flagship product of DAG, which is powered by the Hypergraph. There's nothing really like Constellation out there. It's still somewhat obscure or not as well known, but it's making inroads. And anyone who studies it, looks into it, is automatically intrigued by what it can do. And the more deeper you dive into this, the more your imagination will flourish, and you'll recognize that there isn't anything in our world that can do what DAG does. LTX will show this off to the entire crypto space, and it will bring in big floods of money. And it will make Uniswap and PancakeSwap and SushiSwap and 1inch, I mean, even the names of these other exchanges, they don't sound so great. Lattice is a paradigm shift of decentralized finance. Get on board.